Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The firm of Harris and Meringue. Not ambulance chasing, but plenty of rides in one.
From the hips down, man, it's a disaster.
The firm. Patrick Harris.
And someone crashed their car on the I-5 bridge.
Danny Meringue.
I've had some bad runs.
On the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
All right, hour number deuce. If you're missing the first hour, you can go download that, The Fan Podcast, 1051thefan.com, the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts. You can also check it out on YouTube. If you missed Bill Oram on Dirt and Sprague this morning, he was wonderful. You can check that out. That's in the 8 o'clock hour. Or if you know you want to hear the interview with Joey Harrington from Friday on Primetime, you can go check that out as well. You just can't fast forward to the future. Isn't that what I say? You can't go into the future. That would be impossible. A lot to get to this hour. We'll take a peek at the award nobody wants to win. The must-watch sporting event on television right now, and then Web Gems, as always, leading up to the big nooner. But we'll travel the I-5 corridor, which reminds me, Tyson Alger will be our guest on Wednesday, as he always is, during the Oregon Duck football season. That'll be a good one with Tyson. I'm excited to hear what he's got to say. Plus, I'll sneak in a Timbers question, because it's the last game of the season this weekend. But we'll start here. Oregon State makes the decision to fire Trent Bray. And I'll tell you what, man. I quad boxed and I watched that entire game.
Oof, you and Sprague, huh?
I watched the entire
game.
You
and Sprague,
dude. I'm a slut for Pac-12, man. Dude, I watch Cal games,
and
man.
And Bigfoot.
I'm not doing Bigfoot. I watch Cal football. Like I watch Stanford football. I watch Arizona State. Like
yeah.
I'm still in it.
Arizona State not good without Sam Levitt.
I will not watch UCLA football though. I just won't. I don't care if they've won two in a row and they're gonna get their second coach fired.
telling you right now, old Neuheisel, old Jerry Neuheisel is like hand him a contract. He's your new head coach.
I saw an awesome. We'll get into Trent Bray here, but speaking of Jerry Neuheisel, saw this awesome comment on Reddit that it was like, "Screw it, go get Jerry Neuheisel." Well, don't, because knowing us, we'd accidentally hire Rick Neuheisel instead. Oh, that was so good.
Look, I'm not the biggest Rick Neuheisel fan on the face of the planet.
Oh, I am definitely not the biggest Rick Neuheisel fan on the planet. Did I say Neuheisel?
Yeah, you did, 100%. I mean, he screwed up. He screwed over. You know, my old high school quarterback, my freshman year, Taylor Barton, the guy I know who went to Colorado, and that whole thing went sideways.
As much as we love Yogi Roth on the Pac-12 Network, thank you no more, Rick Neuheisel.
But also, he was on one of the broadcasts as UCLA was winning. It was kind of cool. They did like the wide shot of all of them, like, here coming up at halftime, and, you know, they all kind of wrapped their arms around him because Jerry was stunting again. It was like, it was very proud papa moment. And I was like, that's kind of cool. I'm like, he's very much very excited for his kid out there, 33 years old, just flipping UCLA on its head.
It's crazy.
Like, that's pretty cool. But hey, Beavs, you got smashed. You didn't show up.
It was rough.
And by God, thank you. you should have tarmacked him. You shouldn't have waited. Mm-hmm. The fact that you waited until Sunday and the boosters came in and had to give you the money to go do it. Again, where's the money?
Where's the money? I don't understand.
Boosters had to come up with $4 million for you?
Well, people kept texting in or asking on the YouTube and friends of mine just texting me personally, you know, when are they going to fire Bray? And I was like, December 1st. They're going to wait. They're going to wait until that buyout goes down because, to your point, Danny, you keep asking the question, and now I'm asking the question too. Where's the money? Where is the money? Okay, because Wazoo seems to be doing just fine.
Just fine.
And I'm not even saying that as a honk.
No.
I'm saying that as we're just looking at the landscape.
If you're objective, you're looking at both these teams are in almost the exact same situation.
They are in the exact same situation.
One of them is just fine. The other one is a tire fire burning in the ocean. It's polluting everything.
Washington State lost two quarterbacks in a row.
Yes.
They're going to be top 10 draft picks.
Yeah.
One went number one overall.
Yeah. And his
one
coach
was a priest. The other one is
his head coach just got fired 10 minutes ago.
And the other is a preseason Heisman candidate.
Yeah. He
turns out, side note, if your hand's broken, don't play quarterback.
Yeah.
But you can see the blueprint. Jonathan Smith leaving sucks. Guess what? So did Jake Dickert. That sucked real bad.
And Jake Dickert's team just beat the crap out of Oregon State.
Because not only did Jake Dickert leave, but the offensive coordinator from Washington State University took their quarterback and went to Oklahoma, mm-hmm. who's been a top 10 team all year until they lost to Texas mm-hmm. this weekend.
Like, meanwhile, Wake Forest's backup quarterback came in and threw for four touchdowns. He barely completed 50. This is an insane stat. I have to bring this up. DeShaun Purdy comes in for Wake Forest as the backup. Throws 14 of 27, which in most games, you're going to lose. But he threw for 270 and four touchdowns because he had plays of 55 and 52 yards. He had a wide receiver, three catches for 102 yards. All three were touchdowns.
Block kick. Block special teams kick. Should have been ran back for six. I was texting with Sprague about that. Should have been ran back for six, but a dumb holding call. Guess what? They scored anyway.
Oregon State. Congratulations, you did not even congratulations. Good for you. You did one thing. Scott Barnes has to go. He cannot be the guy leading the search for your new coach.
Yeah, because you know what's going to happen? You know what's going to happen? Michigan State's going to fire Jonathan Smith. We took our bets for the B1G at the mm-hmm. beginning of the year. I had Michigan State and Michigan on their under win total. I didn't think the wheels were going to fall off of Michigan State this bad, but that man's going to get fired. They're going to figure it out, and they're going to pay the $11 million to buy him out.
Or
17, whatever it is, I can't remember.
I am not against them bringing back Jonathan Smith, even though it's a quote-unquote retread. I think I want them to avoid the in-the-house Oregon State stuff, but he's a good coach.
He is a great coach. Like, I just think this program needs a full reset.
I don't disagree.
A full reset.
I just don't disagree.
Go somewhere else. And I'll tell you what, if Jonathan Smith gets fired from Michigan State, unless he takes a lesser job, mm-hmm. he'll be a coordinator somewhere. And if in 3 years your shot you take right now doesn't work,
or he moves on, sure.
Go get him then. But I think this team this whole university and program would just benefit from a hard reset.
Full clean slate.
And I'm with you. That includes Scott Barnes. Just a full reset and bring new ideas and new minds into the building for a new way to approach this. Because look, you are dealt maybe outside of SMU, you are and maybe USC for a little mm-hmm. bit after the Reggie stuff. You are dealt the hardest hand in the history of college football. No. Nobody feels worse for you than everybody.
Yeah.
Like, you were dealt the worst hand possible, and you screwed it up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. We are willing to wipe our hands clean and give you another shot at it, but you got to take a shot at it in earnest.
Yes.
And I don't know if Jonathan Smith is an earnest shot. That is staying afloat.
Yep.
And I think you got to take a shot here.
You have to take a real risk.
Take a real risk. Dude, Wazoo took a risk on Jimmy Rogers. And again, I need to say this very, very clearly.
From South Dakota State.
I am not talking about Wazoo because I'm an alumni from
no.
there. They are my favorite team of all sports.
But if
anything,
you look at it,
that's my blood.
I don't have anything.
Yeah. They are the same school right
yes.
now. And they took a shot. We'll see if it works with Jimmy Rogers.
They did it
but
twice.
We just lost to Ole Miss by 3 in Oxford.
Yeah.
I don't care if they're looking ahead to Georgia. I don't. We lost by 3 points.
That could be you.
That could be you. It's not difficult.
You know what you can do right now if you're Jimmy Rogers? You can go into a recruit's house and say, we went into Oxford and we hung with
mm-hmm.
the number 4 team in the country.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you can do if you're at Oregon State right now? Nothing. You didn't show up. You got embarrassed by Wake Forest. There's like, you've got the, what is it? Their top three recruits are out now so far. And I've heard Andrew Nemec say that there's more coming. Like you like, this is disgusting to say. UCLA is in a better spot than you are right now.
Truth. And like, they have financial concerns, big financial concerns. Cal's the same way.
Yeah.
Cal's in the ACC. You want to talk about travel? That sucks.
They're in an infinitely better spot because there's nothing about your institution right now that says that you are functional.
I don't know. I don't know. And this is why, if Jonathan Smith is available, why it will be Jonathan Smith, because he will be the best coach they have.
I heard, outside of
taking a shot at somebody.
You know, I heard the boys this morning talking about Eck from New Mexico.
Saw that on the text line. Yeah, shoot your shot at Eck.
Look. That's the way I think you need to go. I think you need to get somebody who is a football psychopath. Like, you are going to game plan up. You are like,
hey, you're, man.
Hell, he's reminiscent of like Arbuckle. Mm-hmm. Like, you need to go get one of those guys. You need to go get a Stein, a Dillingham, an Arbuckle, an Eck. Like, you need to go get a guy who's going to be, yes, you need an institutional leader. Like, that stuff matters for sure. But you need a football psychopath. Like, Dan Lanning, yes, the institutional stuff and the culture. Football psychopath. Like,
Cignetti, good God.
Psychopath. Like, you need to go get a... Jonathan Smith is just flat. Agreed. Trent Bray, flat. Like, the last time they had a psychopath was probably Dennis Erickson.
I think Gary Anderson was a little psychopath, but that was a disaster.
That was a different kind of psychopath.
I'm going to say a hard truth here.
Mm.
I think there are going to be better opportunities for Eck.
I do too.
Than Oregon State.
I do too. But
hell, I might even stay in the state of New Mexico before taking the Oregon State job.
No, I wouldn't do that. But I also heard them talking this morning that it definitely made my ears perk up. They've hired the search firm.
I hate search firms.
Oh, no. So, hey, look, our guy Bartu, he's a search firm guy.
Well, I like Bartu.
Yeah, but I mean, like, do the thing, but also they also hired a committee. Like,
you got two people doing the same job?
Two people?
Gonna have to fix that.
Two people?
To quote Kathy Bates from The Office, yeah. You got two people doing the same job? We're gonna have to fix that.
I would imagine you're probably looking at more somewhere between 6 and 10 people.
And
we're talking about firms and committees.
And that's what you're spending your money on? Don't like it.
Yeah. And I'm just like, this doesn't sound good.
I don't.
This sounds like Blueprint NIL. Like, I don't. Who can we give money to and who are our friends and all those kind of things? Like,
If you are going to the November 1st Washington State game, Oregon State fans, I would love to say hi to you. I would. I'd love to give you a hug.
Ooh, there you go. Go out there and
I'll be down there.
Kiss some babies, shake some hands.
I'll go down there and I'm more than happy to give you guys a hug because I feel you. I'm with you. It is my job to, you know, speak my opinions and state facts and follow things for what they are. Personal, Patrick, off this microphone, guys, I'm your homie. I'm with you 100%. And it sucks, and you don't deserve it. And I was worried it was going to happen to us, and the unfortunate thing is it didn't. But I know what I felt when I thought it was going to happen to me.
Mm.
When Dickert left, Mateer left, Arbuckle left, everybody left, I went, oh, no.
Oh, no. Dear sweet football
Jesus. This is it.
Yeah.
Are we a basketball school now?
Mm-hmm.
And even that is up in the air, you know, because Kyle Smith leaves, and we're like, oh, God, no. Like, I was terrified that I was going to be where you are.
And right
and
now,
knowing that terror,
fine.
Knowing that terror that I had at that time, I know what you're feeling. So I'll be there in the parking lot. I'll give you a hug. Free hugs for everybody.
And a beer,
yeah. Okay. We'll give you some Bush lattes, some Pullman water there.
There you go. Filtered.
November 1st. Let's go, baby.
Filtered through the Cascades.
All right, we come back. The major award that nobody wants to win in college football. We'll do that next. 105.1 The Fan.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
All right, coming up in 15 minutes, we'll get to must-watch sports on TV right now that I'm just telling you. If you're a fan of sports, you've got to be watching this. Plus, web jams to finish up this hour. But we'll start. Danny and I just had a really funny, funny conversation about Ryan Day. That is not safe for work.
No, but it's funny. It was funny.
Yeah, for those YouTubers out there that wish that you could see us in the middle of a segment, you'd have loved that.
That'd have been a banger.
You'd have loved that one.
That would have gone viral.
Yeah, to the might have gone nationally viral too. and we would have been fired as well. the award nobody wants to win. That would be the dude that holds the football and puts the stiff arm out. Mm. That is the Heisman Trophy boy. Boy, Dante had a shot to really kind of seal that.
He has plummeted.
Oh, I'm sure he has. He looked bad. Even Mendoza did not look great.
No.
You know, I think that was a team.
Who has not screwed it up lately?
Yeah.
Have you looked at the odds today?
I haven't, but I will guess. Okay. That was a really big game for Mendoza and Moore to stamp their plate on the Heisman race. Mm-hmm. And Indiana beat Oregon and was the better team all four quarters. That was a team effort across the board. Team effort, including coaching staff. I would say the number one is Carson Beck.
Yes.
Number one is Carson Beck. Number two is Ty Simpson.
Indeed.
Yep. And that's where the Heisman race is for me right now.
There's a third. So right now, currently, by the odds, it is a three-horse race.
There is a third, huh?
You already said his name.
John Mateer?
No. Mendoza.
Oh, Mendoza's at three.
So right now, Carson Beck plus 320. Ty Simpson plus 340. Fernando Mendoza plus 430. Julian Sain is fourth at plus 1,500.
That is gross.
Yeah. Jeremiah gross. Smith is fifth at 1,500 as well. And I think that's Ohio State's number one in the country, so we'll put him there.
Somebody's got to be there.
But here's what's really interesting for me. If you want dark horses, after those guys... Marcel Reed at A&M.
Love him. That's number six team, number four team in the nation, Texas A&M.
Gunnar Stockton, which...
Don't like that.
Hard pass. Jumping back in after thumping Arizona State.
Ooh.
Dampier.
Ooh.
Which, had he not had the game that he had against Texas Tech, that's the one thing about him, is that that game ruined him because he's a dual threat monster and he's super fun.
Mm.
Then you have three quarterbacks after that. Jaden Maiava, CJ Carr, and making his appearance in the top 10 for the first time.
Oh, is it Maiava?
No. Maiava's.
Oh, you already said that, my bad.
No. Maiava's been there pretty much all season. After, I think, the first week, he was up there.
Tease me.
Trinidad Chambliss.
Ooh.
Who, had he started the first two games of the season, would probably be number one with a bullet right now.
Well, the Wazoo game kind of hurts Ole Miss perception wise.
Sure, but
across the board. I mean, they dropped spots.
His numbers were just fine.
Oh, yeah.
Just fine.
Yeah, and I don't mean to, like, bring this up all the time, but, like, It's the strangest Heisman race I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. Right now, for my money, give me Ty Simpson. I think after that Florida State game, Ty Simpson's really come around.
Down throws that he made.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, it's 4th and 8 after taking a sack, and then I think they got a screenplay busted up, and it was 3rd and 24, 3rd and 28. They get it down to 4th and 8, and they go for it, and it's a 29-yard touchdown. And, I mean, just an absolute – I'm sorry, no. It's 29-yard first down, and then he throws the just inch-perfect throw right again on 4th down in the red zone.
We're going to get to this when we talk about James Franklin and the mm-hmm. Big Nooner. But, you know, this is why it's kind of be careful what you wish for. Because Kalen DeBoer has really turned around that Alabama team.
Yeah.
They look good.
They look really good. Ty Simpson,
looks great.
Pooped his pants with shorts on against Florida State. Mm-hmm. Ever since then, he's been really good. And I think that's going to be the story of college football. Whoever wins the Heisman this year, nobody has a perfect record. Like, here's my biased homer USC take. Jaden Maiava has probably been the most productive quarterback in the country this year.
Numbers-wise, he's got the numbers.
Yeah, USC's offense is a top 2 offense in the country. They went in against a Michigan team that's number 7 in the country rush defense-wise. They ran the ball down their throat. And it was off of Maiava play action and them being so worried about him. And then the 4th-string running back in King Miller came in and ran up for 160 yards. Like that. If you want to look at dark horses, Maiava, Chambliss, and Dampier. Those are the 3 guys that I'm looking at and going.
I like the kid at A&M.
Reed's just fun.
He's fun.
The other one for me would be the quarterback at USF, Byron Brown.
You love Byron.
I love him. Him and Mensa are 2 of my favorite quarterbacks in the country to watch. I just love the way they play the game.
You know who will not be watching for the rest of the year? That would be Drew Aller.
Broken and dislocated?
I think so.
That's what they said,
Done for the year.
He might not get drafted. He legitimately may have gone from a guy that some people pegged as the number 1 overall pick in the draft to being undrafted with a combination of performance and a disgusting injury.
Bro. I can't stop saying bro. Yeah. That's how I feel about that.
I mean, I feel bad for the kid. I genuinely do.
Boy. We'll get to that in the Big Nooner. That is a fall from grace. That is maybe one of the hardest falls. Well, Florida State last year was really rough.
Mm-hmm.
But Florida State 2 years ago, your quarterback broke his leg on the last game of the season.
Yeah.
That's rough.
In a horrendous manner.
Yeah, that's rough. But this, ooh.
Yeah, and also Jordan Travis was playing a lot better.
A lot better.
Than Duraller.
We'll keep taking your thoughts on my book report that I've got to do for you. We'll get to that as best we can, probably around closing arguments. So 503-864-6326 in the YouTube chat. But when we come back, I want to get into, as I'm looking at Bryce Miller on the MLB Network right now, I want to get into must-watch sports this week.
Oof.
Mariners have set their rotation for the next 4 games. Why do the Mariners, Jake, our digital marketing dude, he called the Mariners, he said they're looking like a team of destiny. Woo! Did you watch the game on Friday? Mm. Did you watch the game last night? This Mariner team is fun.
Get some juice.
Talking about some fun teams to watch, this Mariner team's fun. We'll go there. But first, there's Rusty with sports.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm gonna need someone. Woo! Day's flying by. Hope y'all out there are having a great day, except you, Brian Kelly.
I mean,
side note, I am so done with LSU.
Yeah. Hope y'all had a shitty day.
Yeah, you too, brother. I know I've been this way for weeks now, but just get me. I am tired of watching LSU games. I'm so sick of it. And I know there's another one this weekend that I have to watch, and I just want them to go away.
Girl, you something else.
Give me LSU basketball, you know? I'm so sick of this.
A Husky fan said, no, Damon Williams? I do not see Damon Williams in the top 20 or 25.
Well, you know, Sprague rants about this a lot, and he's totally spot on. Like, how nobody knows that UW's football program exists in this country is beyond me right now. Look, they're not world beaters. They're not winning the Big Ten.
He is there. I just scroll past him. I'm sorry. He is there.
I don't think they're going to Ohio State and winning, you know. They play Michigan this weekend. That'll be a huge game for them in Ann Arbor.
I'll tell you right now, Michigan's a wounded dog.
Yeah, but like, why no one's paying attention to the Huskies is beyond me. When we did our B1G picks at the beginning of the year, I took the over on the Huskies.
And it hurt you.
And that's me.
It hurt you.
I, Patrick Harris, took the over on UW.
Mm-hmm.
Why nobody's giving them love? I have no idea. But the team that needs
speaking
love.
Speaking of Seattle.
Yeah, speaking of Seattle, the team that needs some love. Nice job there, Danny. Go. Thank you. The team that needs some love nationwide is the Seattle Mariners. This team is so fun to watch play baseball. And I think if you are anywhere that's not Toronto, Milwaukee, or L.A., and even if you are in Milwaukee and L.A., the Seattle Mariners, you have to be rooting for them. Now, if you want to win a World Series, I don't know if you're rooting for them. Because I don't know if I want to play them in the World Series. I think you get to a point after Game 5 on Friday, which was one of the best baseball games I've seen in a long time. I really, really enjoyed that game. You know, it had shades of Game 7, 2016 World Series. What's the David Freese home run? Is that 2013 St. Louis Cardinals World Series?
12.
No, that's Giants.
Yeah, you're right. So, yeah, because odd year. Yeah, it was 13.
13,
yeah.
That game was incredible. Games 5, 6, and 7 of the 2001 World Series.
Don't ask me to remember teen years. They're all blend together for me now.
Yeah, Yankees, Diamondbacks in game 5, 6, and 7. Those are the games that stick out to me. And game 5 of the ALDS against the Tigers was such a fun thing to go through. Even if the Mariners lost, and I'm rooting for the Mariners, even if they lost, that game was incredible. You fast forward to last night. That game was excellent as well. Bryce Miller on the bump. He comes out of the first inning giving up a solo shot on the first pitch of the game to George Springer. We hate you, George Springer. Never forget. And then he gets out of that inning with 27 pitches. Do you know, Danny, how many pitches were thrown the rest of the game by the Seattle Mariners?
How many?
73. They threw 100 pitches in the entire game. Bryce Miller went 6 innings, 1 run, 2 hits.
I mean, the start,
that is what we call a quality start.
The starting pitchers in that the pitching in general
was incredible.
Friday night was just
sheer utter dominance.
I mean,
Castillo, Gilbert out of the pen.
Guy who had never come out of the pen.
Nope.
Never.
Old Walter himself.
To come out there and stretch that arm out and just deal. What's funny is the one hit the one hit that was given out by the Mariners, it was the one time for either team that a pitch hung.
Yeah.
It was a breaking ball that hung over the fat of the plate and just poked it. It was the old, like, if, so for those who don't know, I was at the Blazers game, and I have in front of us when you're in the media section.
David Freese, 2011. Thank you.
2011. Dexter. Thank you. I can never remember what years or what anymore. It's from 2008 till 2021. Pick a year. I'm going to get it wrong.
I'm usually pretty good with baseball, so I feel stupid for that one.
Dude, I used to be a walking encyclopedia of like perfect dates for like a 25-year period. After COVID just scrambled my brain as far as like what years or what. And I'm not talking about like the actual flu. I'm just talking about like I can't reconcile the dates now. I don't know why. But so when you're sitting in the media section, we have stats monitors. We have a hard line into them. If you flick the button 47 times, you can actually flip it over to the Comcast cable. And so we've done this before where other events are going on at the same time. And so I flip it over to the Mariner game, and I had two scouts sitting next to me from two Western Conference teams that I've sat next to a lot over the years. And I didn't know this. They're huge Mariners fans. So I was like, oh, so I just spin the monitor basically sideways so we could all watch this in the fourth quarter because we're just getting into extras.
Yeah. And I think game five, I don't know if it's because I watch a lot of the Tigers play baseball because they're in my division and I hate watching them a lot. They are very, very, very good.
They are. And the pitching was incredible. So was it?
When Flaherty came out, I knew the Mariners had it.
Yeah.
Yep. I hated it. I hated that move. Mm. But there was no other move to make. He had to. He couldn't bring in Casey Mize.
Yeah.
The bullpen was completely depleted, just like the Mariners.
Yeah.
And the Mariners had three starters in that game.
Yeah.
Luis Castillo was extremely efficient, which was really impressive. But when Flaherty came out, I was like, oh, the Mariners got this.
Number one, I wanted to murder A.J. Hinch. I don't care what Skubal's pitch count is.
Yeah, that's the big talk.
I don't care. He was still dealing. He was still dealing, and if you don't win this game, it doesn't matter.
It's truth.
Let him go.
Let him go.
Let him go. He was throwing exactly what we said. He is going to go out there, and he's going to be that dude. I had all the confidence in the world that he was going to go out there and throw an absolute gem, and he went out there and struck out 13. Reminder, there's three outs per inning. Through six innings, that's 18 outs. 13 of them were strikeouts.
Math brought to you by Danny Meringue.
So he was carving them up. And it wasn't like the Mariners were putting the bat on the ball left, right, and center. He was dissecting them. It just kills me. Look, I'm not disappointed the Mariners won. I'm disappointed that they pulled Skubal.
Yeah.
Because, like, and I was...
Well, it's kind of like what we talk about with the bad throw to the plate in the Phillies game, you know, guy got hit by a pitch and that's how Cleveland won the Central. Mm-hmm. Like you just, or when Thiemann picks off Aller in overtime and it's like, what, the game is just over.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of want to see somebody make a play, hit a home run or, you know, strike out the last guy or something like that. And it was very unceremonious for him.
Like to go deeper and like to have the ball taken away from him and not having him give the ball up. You know what I mean? Like it's one of those things where you want your competitor, you want your best guy out there to do the damn thing. But I will say, boy, I couldn't get up because my butt was so puckered to the seat. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a Mariners fan.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what Mariners fans were doing for six innings.
Yeah, a couple thoughts that you send in. Friday's pitching show was unreal, frustrating, but jaw-dropping game that left me thinking, damn, both these teams are good. I'm 28 years old, athletic, and probably in the prime of my life. I believe that game Friday night aged me 10 years. My anxiety, every pitch was insane. I felt that game in my chest. I felt like I had held my breath for four straight hours. Danny, start talking because I'm about to sneeze.
Oh, yeah, you go.
That's what playoff baseball's about, you know?
No, and this is a Mariners fan here, and this is the same thing. He goes, as a Mariners fan, seeing his last pitch, talking about Skubal, his last pitch at 101.9, I was scared he'd be out there the next inning. And to see Finnegan on the mound after the commercial break, thank God.
Yeah.
That's the thing is, it wasn't like the velo was dropping. Mm-mm. Like, he was still mowing dudes down.
I believe he was pulled at 98 pitches.
Yes.
But that's playoff baseball. And I know that, you know, baseball gets kind of put in the hockey category sometime of, I don't watch games, but I watch in the playoffs. But high-stakes baseball is crazy. You are literally hanging on to every single pitch in every game. Like, I'm going to watch tonight, and I'm going to see, can the Brewers pitch their way to a victory against the Dodgers? I worry for them. I worry for them a lot. But that's playoff baseball, and that's what makes this so great. It's not like, you know, on first down in a playoff game, okay, whether it's NFL or college football, you might run the ball. You might get 2 yards. You might get 4 yards. Hell, you might get 10 yards. But it's not the same anxiety of when Bryce Miller throws his first pitch and George Springer goes deep. Never forget, by the way. Never forget. I'm expecting Boss Man to come yell at me. Never forget.
3-2.
Never forget the cheaters. They only had 2 hits yesterday. I like the Mariners in this series. I like them a lot.
Look, I'm thrilled for Mariners fans.
And if this pitching rotation looks like it's going to be Gilbert tonight, Kirby in game 3, Castillo in game 4.
Did you see the Blue Jays social
maybe
media
his
account?
Woo in game 5.
During game 5?
The Blue Jay with the trident in its eye?
No, yes, but also they did the ref, the boxing ref that has the look on his face, like, ooh, back and forth, because they're sitting there like, keep it going, guys, because whoever we play, you're going to be tired.
I think I saw the Blue Jays of the dude smoking the bong with the two girls fighting, and he's in the background lighting the bong, and that was the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
Fan.
Shout out Blue Jay social media, because you were cooking on Friday night. But M's going out there on short notice with your pitchers all tattered up, and to go out there and deal with that Blue Jays lineup, damn.
Yeah, I thought Bryce Miller after the first thing, I was like, this is going to be a long day, and he came to play after that. That game has a 2-0-3 first pitch. Yesavage from Blue Jays, the kid who's been really good this year. You'll want to watch him and the big boy himself, Logan Gilbert, on the mound. If you haven't seen Logan Gilbert pitch, his delivery is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's violent. It's all there. He's a really fun pitcher to watch.
I love that those guys are making a comeback. Like, Skeens is one of those guys. Mm-hmm. Scooble's one of those guys. Gilbert's one of those guys. Like, it's not...
Show me it.
Yeah. Scooble having the 6-foot-high leg kick, like full-on Nolan Ryan leg kick, is so much fun. Like, I want pitchers. CeCe had a great windup. Like, bring back, stop trying to, like, do the analytics-based windup. Have some character in your windup.
Yeah.
I love that.
I love it, too. All right, we come back. It'll be Web Gems, everybody's favorite. Don't forget, I still need your book report suggestions. 503-864-6326, because I'm an idiot, and this is why I don't gamble. But when we come back, we'll take a pause from this, jump over to the NFL as one quarterback is saying all the right things, but will it do anything? So stick with us. 105.1 The Fan.
Sometimes it's good.
Aw, I've interrupted happy time.
Sometimes it's bad.
Ouch, son of a...
It's Web Gems.
What'd you do?
The firm of Harris and Meringue on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 and 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is Web Gems, everybody's favorite. We do this every day at 11:45. Coming up in the big nooner, we'll touch back in on the Oregon-Indiana game from the weekend, kind of from the angle of where does Oregon go from here. Be careful what you wish for. James Franklin was fired. We have that to get to. And maybe
we haven't even gotten to that
yet. Maybe
good God, what a weekend.
Maybe an open seggy. Maybe it gets pushed tomorrow. We'll see how things go. But the Chiefs, to me, are the weirdest team in the NFL this year. And then closing arguments. We still need your suggestions on my book report. On something I've got to do due to my poor betting skills, 503-864-6326. Today's Web Gems comes to you from the great state of Florida, from a small town in Florida called Miami, if you've never heard of it. It is in the southern part, the most populous city of the state. They have an NFL team there. They are called the Dolphins. If you did not know that, and judging by your attendance, you didn't, they are not very good this year. The fact that Brian Callahan was fired today before Mike McDaniel was a very big surprise to me. I thought they'd let Callahan maybe run out the season, but I think they probably asked their franchise quarterback, what do you think about our head coach? And I'll bet you Cam Ward was like, that guy? Get him out. Right? Get him out. Now, I'm surprised McDaniel still has a job, but Tua Tagovailoa, the quarterback, the old lefty.
Tell you, when this audio came out.
Yeah, did you throw this on the show sheet?
Okay. Immediately.
Tua, I don't know how to describe the situation in Miami.
Honestly, I think we play it and then
go from there.
Because the only audio I can think of in recent sports where I was more caught off guard was when Nafisa Collier got up there and threw Kathy Engelbert, the commissioner of the WNBA.
Everyone in the WNBA under
the truck, backed it over and then dumped the dump truck load on top of her dead body.
This is Tua after their loss to the Chargers.
Well, I think it starts with the leadership in helping articulate that for the guys and then what we're expecting out of the guys, right? We're expecting this. Are we getting that? Are we not getting that? We have guys showing up to player-only meetings late. Guys not showing up to player-only meetings. Like, there's a lot that goes into that. Do we have to make this mandatory? Do we not have to make this mandatory? So it's a lot of it's a lot of things of that nature that we got to get cleaned up, and it starts with the little things like that.
To be clear, you're saying some players were late or missed?
Late, yeah.
Ouch. That's a bad situation, my friend.
Yeah, and the reason it caught me off guard is Tua is not a guy who has done this.
It's definitely enough for me, dog.
This is not – that is a guy that's fed up, but I number one, he's a leader. He's got a C on his jersey.
You know, he's shown a lot to me over the last few years.
I mean, he's tough as nails. He probably shouldn't be, but
– the brain is a little scrambled.
But this also feels like – this feels like shots at McDaniels. Like, it feels like shots at the general manager. It feels like shots at ownership. Like, it feels shots at everybody basically up above.
It is a fat shot at Mike McDaniel.
Right?
It starts with leadership, bro. Who's the head coach?
And that was the question.
I just saw him on the TV behind me. I wonder what he said, because it was live press conference.
Well, the question about his football IQ is unassailable.
No.
He's a football genius.
Yeah, the kid's smart.
But is he a culture guy? Again, to your point, the culture. If you want to look at another AFC team, the Titans just fired Brian Callahan. Remember who their head coach was before that?
Mike Vrabel.
How's it going in New England right now?
Ooh, going pretty nice. What if Atlanta catches Buffalo today? You know?
Yeah.
That puts New England at the top of the division.
And that's so, like, the culture, like, the McDaniel of it all is, you know, the question is, can he be a guy that runs it all? Now, I don't want to kick him while he's down, but Trent Bray, very smart defensive mind.
Totally.
Great defensive coordinator. Not a head coach culture guy.
Nope.
McDaniel, he might not just be a head coach. He might not be a culture guy. I want to be your friend. I want to be fun. I want to be And like, where is that guy across sports that is truly successful?
I don't know where you're going. What you going to say?
I think the only guy I've seen be that guy is Pete. He is quite literally the only exception. And even then, Pete is a red ass.
Yeah, but he does run a little loose thing.
But,
I mean, being on the beach is Ventura Beach with co-eds at USC. Like, that's a nice life.
You listen to how Richard Sherman, Cam Chancellor, you know, the Legion of Boom guys, Bobby Wagner, how they all talk about Pete. There is a reverence for Pete. Because when it comes down to it, Pete's going to get down.
And this is what we give a lot of praise and flowers to Dan Lanning about. That's he's trying to build that culture at Oregon too. I think Ryan Day's finally got that at Ohio State.
But
I think he's
not the fun likable.
He is not fun likable. I think that's something that is tough about James Franklin. Is he is not soft and cuddly.
Nope.
To where Lanning is a psychopath, but he feels a little fun.
Yeah.
Feels a little fun.
But there's also a line of demarcation where with McDaniel, where's the line of demarcation? Like, where's — and this is not the first time we've heard this. Remember Tua early in the year talked about Tyreek and a couple other guys being late or not showing up. And like, bro, this is the NFL. Like,
yeah,
you start handing out fines to guys.
And if you're Tua, there's not much you can do but go to the media. Make this go viral.
Look, the fact that he's gone public with it, you have to believe, at least I hope, that he has voiced his concerns upward prior to this. And they didn't do what he thought was right.
Yeah.
But I saw Bomani Jones say basically what we've been saying about Oregon State. Everyone has to go.
In Miami?
Tua has to go.
Oh, really?
McDaniel has to go.
Just blow it all up.
Like,
what's the trade market for Tua? He's making a lot of
money.
Remember
when we talked about this a couple weeks ago?
He's making a lot of money.
What on that roster is something you have to hold on to? Like, the closest thing to that is Jalen Waddle.
That's what I was going to say. And that's the only thing I got.
And he's not, oh God, this isn't Jamar Chase.
No,
this isn't Justin
this
Jefferson.
Isn't JJ.
It's not even Igbuka, where you're like, this guy could be a dude.
Igbuka,
like,
could not potentially be a dude.
Yeah, no.
He is a dude.
Yeah, well,
I love that.
He's dinged up. Yeah.
Yeah, he had a rough day yesterday.
But there's nothing on that roster that's unassailable. Like, this might be one of those things where you have to, again, like Oregon State, you have to tear this thing down to nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
This texter, J.J. Watt, earlier in the year said, if you're holding player-only meetings, your season is already over. Book the Cancun trip. That was week two.
Somebody texted in A-Chain, Devon A-Chain, as a guy. He's a really nice player. I don't think he's a guy that, like, sure, teams would love to have him, mm-hmm. but I don't think he's a guy that you're just like, we can't, no, no, like, this is the guy, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think there's anything on this roster that you can't cast away.
Yeah, when McDaniel inevitably gets fired, which he will, you can put that on the board. I don't know who they get. Who's the guy that's going to change everything there?
Dan Lanning. Let me stir the pot a little bit.
Oh, God, you would stir the pot there.
I don't think he's going anywhere, but it'd be funny.
Speaking of Dan Lanning, we'll dive back into this Oregon-Indiana game here on the Big Nooner. Where does Oregon go from here? Look, season's not over, but you got to do a little bit of soul searching. We'll get that. Plus, James Franklin, loaded final hour. Don't go anywhere. We're having a great time here on Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 The Fan.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.